While Roland has not been charged in the case, he was named as being part of a scheme to hide his involvement in Lisa Wilson Foley's 2012 campaign for the 5th District seat. After she and her husband entered their guilty pleas on Monday, Democratic Governor Dana Malloy called for the Republican Roland to be removed from his talk show on WTIC AM in Hartford.
Unless there's going to be a denial, and in light of two actual pleas, both identifying who the third party was, I think any reasonable outlet would remove him at this point.
Despite the controversy, Roland continued his talk show throughout the week, opting not to comment on the matter. That was until his program came to a close on Thursday.
Today will be my last show as I'm leaving the station to take care of some personal issues. And I want to thank you all. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you for your tremendous support.
WTIC's program director has confirmed the station accepted Roland's decision to step down. Roland resigned as governor in 2004 amid another scandal and served 10 months in prison on a corruption-related charge. Dan Katz, WSHU News.